Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Hey there. Do you want deeper victory and a stronger soul? Well, I have a special message for you today to deal with deeper and stronger victorious souls. I'm Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. And today we're going to talk about deeper and stronger. Those two words are going to be my theme going into 2024. And this message today is special because it's going to be the finale on my Victorious Souls podcast. Why? Lots of reasons. I'll get into them. I've been doing the Victorious Souls podcast for 3 seasons now, 365 episodes. That's a whole year worth of episodes. That's a lot. It takes a lot to do a podcast, and I have loved it so deeply because I love you. I love you. That's why I have done my podcast, why I've interviewed the 121 people over the last 3 seasons to share their stories to help you become a victorious soul. But we need deeper and stronger. We need deeper victory. We need stronger souls. I know I do. I was looking into why do people listen to podcasts? 2 reasons I found are primary. It's not the only reason. You have your reason, but maybe your reason is one of these two. People listen to podcasts to be entertained. Well, maybe I'm entertaining because I do it all genuine and I mess up and sometimes I'm funny. But that's not the aim of my podcast. The second reason people listen to podcasts, I'm told, is for information. You know, they can listen to a podcast while they're doing something else. And that's wonderful. We can gather information. Information is good. But you know what's not so helpful and what a podcast cannot do for you is give you deeper victory and a stronger soul. Because it takes action to get the deeper, stronger. Listening is good. Part of my process, expose, love, and free. First part is awareness. Seeing is awareness. That's where a podcast can be great. And it can even move us into the E of exposing of, oh man, that's why I have that thing going on in my life. And maybe even a little bit of the L of love, because I'm that lady on the internet who loves you, showing up to tell you I love you and to infuse you with love and encouragement so that you will move into the F, which is free. And see, a podcast can't do that for you. Only you can change your life. No one can do it for you. And listening to a podcast is a great start. But if you want deeper, stronger, like I want deeper, stronger, we have to do. We have to apply. We have to take action. So I am going to stop doing my podcast after this episode gets aired. And I'm so thankful for having done it. And I will be sharing the stats on my website and social medias so that you will know the top 10 and all the stats about it. But those can be boring to listen to. So I don't want to talk about those now. Plus, we got a couple more days. Maybe the stats might change. But I want deeper, stronger for you if that's what you want. I want deeper, stronger. I want to be a deeper and stronger victorious soul. And I desire that for you because I love you. That's what I can do for you, is to help you become deeper and stronger. And what that requires is more connection. It requires more than just listening. It requires follow-up. It requires connection. We need community. I have a community. I have an email community, which I invite you to join if you're not already a part of it. And if you are, or you're joining right away now, I have things that I want to be adding to that community going into 2024. I want to do more connection things with the people in my community to find out what do they need. And if you're a part of that, I want to know what you need because I want to serve you. That's what my company, 4F Media, is for. It stands for faith, family, friends, and freedom. And that's part of being deeper and stronger, is having a faith. What do you believe? Do you know what you believe? Do you know why you believe it? And then, you know, working on that, because we're always a work in progress. And then family and friends, our relationships are fundamental to our well-being. And then freedom. We have to live in freedom, because if we live under coercion or oppression or obligation, that's not freedom, and it steals joy away. So 4F Media is for you, to help you be deeper and stronger in your faith, family, friends, and freedom, to help you be stronger as a victorious soul, have a deeper victory and a stronger soul, a soul of knowing who you are and that you're loved, that you are deeply loved, and to be loved, and then to share that love with others. This past year, 2023, I've been doing a lot of things online, but I've also done a lot of things in person. I started reaching out into my community in ways I never had before. And I think that us in the world, we crave that. After the pandemic, and we were all locked up for a while, you know, everyone wanted to get out and connect with people. And it's been a bumpy road. It's been a bumpy road. And when we have trauma or some sort of mental unwellness or emotional unwellness going on, wounds or something, whatever the case may be, whatever word you use, because sometimes some of those words set us off, and I don't want to be doing that. But see, to avoid doing that takes connection. It takes relationship. It takes more than just listening, because what if I just used a word? You're like, I don't like that word. Well, if we were in relationship, we could talk about it. You could say, I didn't like that word. And I'd say, oh my goodness, why? Because I care about you. And then you could tell me why. And we could have a conversation about it that brings us closer together. Because conflict is part of life. But talking it through and getting to the other side, that's work that not everyone is always willing to do. And I want to encourage you to do that. That's why one of the reasons I'm stopping my podcast. I want to help you take a step further than listening, further than just watching. I want to encourage you to not be a spectator in your life, but to be a participant. To be a participant. One of the things I have talked about over the years is my struggle with my identity in Christ, because the Bible talks about dying to self and how I had that conveyed to me in a way that I thought I needed to erase who I was. Which is not true. God loves you. God loves me. He didn't create me to erase me. That's really ridiculous. But we can get some weird beliefs out there. There we're back to the first F in faith, 4F Media faith. God loves us, and he wants us to be connected to him. So one of the ways he helped me to own that in my first book, Emerging with Wings, was the little line called, I am we. And a little bit earlier today, I was thinking about that and thinking about that whole thing of, you know, the dying to self thing and erasing people and that. And like, I thought of, you know, I am we and how God helped me to see that. It's about being together because he's with us. Emmanuel, we just came from Christmas. He's God with us, not God instead of us. And it's like, I don't say I am him. I'm not God. And he doesn't erase me. I am we. It's about being together. It's about community. And that's why I'm stopping the podcast, because I want to reach further into my community around me where I live. And I want to be able to go to other places where people would want to invite me so I can reach into their community and be hands-on together, because we're stronger together. That's how we get deeper and stronger, is together. And that takes more time of quiet time too. Like, I have my emotional health journal where I encourage you to take some time to just quiet yourself. you know, some solitude to think about what do I really want and to stop being so busy. And, you know, I'm a person of faith to spend time with God. I got to spend time with God. I need him like I need to breathe. And, you know, what has he got planned for me? Because he's got a plan for me. He created me on purpose. He created you on purpose. You have God-given greatness inside of you. And if you've been suffering for a while, you might be blind to that. I was blind to that for a really long time in my life. So I want to make visible the invisible to people so you can see what's been in your way and get it out of the way. And to own the love that belongs to you and to embrace your God-given greatness and to... I want to lift you with love. There's a story that Jesus talked about in the Bible about the vine. I am the vine, the branches, or something like that. I might be getting it mixed up with another one. But it's another one of those scripture things that I had messed up that it gets taught in a very harsh way. It's like sometimes there are circles of Christianity where, you know, they got you going to hell every 3 seconds. And that's no way to live. That's not the kind of God I serve. That's not the kind of God who loves me and loves you. But it talks about how, you know, if we abide in him, then we're going to bear fruit. You know, a branch bears fruit because it's connected together. It's because of that connection that it brings forth the life. But then there's this other part that talks about pruning, which if you ever had a garden or tree, you prune it, it makes it stronger. Why? Because it reaches down into the roots. The roots that's deeper, stronger. And then there's another part that talks about, you know, if it's not bearing fruit, that some people say that, you know, God throws that away. That's not what it says. It says he lifts the vine. He lifts the vine. It's like the vine is dragging on the ground and he lifts it off the ground so that it can get more light and it can have better air and it has a better chance of bearing fruit. And that's what love does. Love conveys value, and love cares about what is in the best interest of who they are loving. And I want to love deeper and stronger. I want to receive the love of God deeper and stronger, and I want to love you deeper and stronger and encourage you to be a victorious soul as we go into 2024. And all of my episodes on my podcast will continue to be available on my YouTube channel. And I will put that in the show notes so that you can find it anytime you want. In fact, I have a playlist of the interviews called Victorious Souls Interviews. You can go and see them anytime. As I said, there's 365 of them, so it would take you a while. It's not like I'm bailing on anybody here. And just because it was recorded last year doesn't mean it's lost any of its power. I'm going to be creating new stuff. I'm going to continue to be that lady on the internet who loves you. I'm going to continue to show up live and on my YouTube channel from time to time. But Victorious Souls Podcast, this is the finale. And so I love you. I love you deeply. I encourage you to connect with me in my community so that I can encourage you to grow and help you to do the work, because you have to be hands-on in your own life. Listening to a podcast is wonderful, but it is not enough. We have to have behavior, action. We have to take steps. You know, you can think about going to the gym all day long, but if you don't go there, you don't get what the gym has to offer. It's the same thing in your own life. Show up in your own life for you, because you matter. And so till next time, mwah, I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further, so please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.